So I just literally spoke to him, and I think I'm missing something, so I'm hoping to steal about 5 minutes of your time.
Sure.
So, and I'm sorry, sometimes these underwriters are not the most friendly people to deal with. So I sent the explanation of the bank account, and I just want to kind of read verbatim what he said back to me. So I said, hey, look, let's just bring this up. I said, $68.50, the account was opened in January and closed at the end of February to find a better product, $38.90, correct?
Yeah, that's right. With Chase, so it was within the same bank. The original account had pretty high fees attached to it, given the balances, and then they put us in a better product. So it made no sense to keep two accounts.
So literally what they replied to me, and you can probably see my frustration is, their response is not accurate, as the company is transferring money to and from that account and all the banks. So what I want to do is, so I don't see any transfer. I want to see if there's any transfers. So that account is still not open. Is that correct?
No, it's closed. Yeah, it's been closed.
So why are they seeing these transfers? That account ends in, $68.50. I don't see anything in June. Oh, these underwriters sometimes are not the smartest people in the world. I apologize.
Yeah, okay. I mean, you only see it on in that 1 month that it was open. February statement, January 30th to February 29th.
Let's take a look. I don't obviously want to agitate them because I want to use this for your loan, but let's see what they're seeing. Oh, hold on. So, if you look at March, so when did this account close?
This account closed on March 1, I guess, or the first week of March.
Okay, so
February was the last month that we actually used the account.
So I see a transfer from of $6,500 in March. I see a transfer of money in the beginning of March to $68.50. Let's see if I see anything else, because they just might be not the smartest bulbs. Give me a second. That's March. Let's look at April. So, let's see. I don't see anything in April. So do you think it might be a little more accurate that it closed in March?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably just,
just kind of cleaning up the last payments, gotcha.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to look at if I have any email backup from a banker there with me. I'm just trying to pull that.
No, take your time.
Definitive date, if that's what they're looking for.
Yeah, they just, honestly, just, you know, kind of what happens in our industry, people will keep one account open, they'll be running multiple loans through multiple accounts, hiding stuff. There's some really nasty stuff in our industry, and that's nothing to do with you. It's things that have unfortunately happened within our industry very recently over the last year.
Okay. Oh, that's it then. I mean, Ruben, that's that first week of March.
All right, let me go walk over. Thank you. I'll call you right back.
All right.
All right, thanks, Ben.
Yep.